Happy Thursday, boys and girls. My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell. Yesterday, I worked in the office. There were snacks. I did my snacking. But I did not, and I repeat, I did not have any peanut butter. No, peanut M&M's. I did not have any peanut butter M&M's. The only thing I did in the office was that I took an apple and an orange. I ate my apple and my orange. I got my pup mix. First thing I do when I go in the office, after I set up and get everything ready, I go to the kitchen, which is almost like fully stocked. You get free sodas in there and all kinds of goodies. Just laying there, candy and all kinds of stuff. After I got set up, I went and I got my pup mix and water. I drank water. Got my pup mix and water. Ate that, probably rather ravenously, voraciously, or whatever the word is. I ate it like really hard, like I was a starving person. I worked a while, then I went and got a few bags. Now they're medium-sized bags. They're not small bags, and they're not the regular-sized bags. They're like in-between bags. And it's like baked Cheetos, and I think I got kettle chips. And I think those are the only two, or I think I might have had another bag. And I had my pear and my orange. Oh, and we were talking about something about fruit or something. I forget how we were talking. We ended up talking about how, me and my supervisor, when we were younger, we used to get fruit off the trees. And I was eating a pear or something. And it was crisp. I like them hard. I like them so hard you can break them off like that. And we were talking about, and she was like, no, she likes the medium, where they're kind of juicy, but you can still get a bite. And then my other coworker came up and she was saying that she likes them soft and mushy and juice squirting all over the place with her fruit. We started talking about that, then I was reminded of the plum tree I had in my backyard growing up. And every summer, go out there, and I would say, even the plums I would get, you can break. Like, you can split them, because that's the way I like to eat them. They're still a little bit firm, and they may not be as sweet, but they're firm, and you can bite into them or bite a chunk out of them. And my nectarines and all that. And they were saying, and my supervisor was saying, yeah, she'd like it medium. And then my other coworker was like, she'd like them soft. I thought that was kind of cool. I remember all the fruit trees my grandmother had, my great-grandmother had in her yard. Peach trees, cherry, there was grapes, plums, apples, all in her yard. And I remember we wasn't allowed to mess with the grapes. We couldn't mess with the grapes. But the rhubarb. I brought up the rhubarb and the supervisor was like, yeah, they used to make rhubarb pie or something with all the sugar and salt would give the sour rhubarb taste, a kind of a appealing taste to it, appealing flavor. So that was kind of cool. And another thing, it's good to go in the office. It's good for me to go in the office and see people and be around people. I mean, that becomes very obvious more and more that, I do better when I socialize, and I'll be socializing a little bit this evening. Mr. George Clinton is giving a talk tonight down at USC, so I'm going to go down there and see what's up with that. Probably should be some funky people in the house. Haven't seen in a while. So that's going to be kind of cool. Get out there, do something with that just to be out. And you can see I'm all bonded up. I got a scarf and a big coat on because it felt like it was going to be cold. It felt like it was going to be cold today. when I woke up. Because I love laying in the bed. But anyhow. So, you know, I ate that. I didn't do too bad. I really didn't do too bad considering I just had the snacks, the chips. Because sometimes at work, I'll have a full-blown lunch or meal, you know. Get something. Because there's places to eat down there. You know, I'll get a burrito or something. I want to go to this Anna's Fish place downtown. It looks like they have some good fried fish, you know, in that kind of gentrified way. But it still looks good. I almost wanted to try that. I walked by that down there by 7th and not Figueroa, but Flower or one of those. Flower, the one right before Figueroa. When you're going towards, when you're coming from whatever direction that is. So, and then, where was I? Oh, so I did pretty good. I did fairly good. You know, I have to admit, I did fairly good. And as far as eating yesterday, but then when I came home last night, I ate. I got my salad. I made my salad, and it was good. I made my salad, and you know, cheese, meat. Oh, I forgot to put the kielbasa in there last night. Cheese and meat. Dressing and all that. It's probably not the healthiest. And but the problem is I ate a whole bag of chips again last night. So when I got on the scale, it said something like 225. And it shouldn't have said that. It shouldn't have been that high. But I ate a whole bag of chips again. And I don't know what's up with that, but it's so good. It is just so good to sit there and munch and eat. And I, what I do is I have unsalted chips, Kettle Brand unsalted chips that I can get sometime for $3.29, $2.99 a bag when they're on sale at Ralph's. And like when I go in there, if they're on sale, I buy them all. If I go in there, I buy them all. And if you have I have a digital coupon or whatever, I can buy five or whatever, I buy them all. Because what I do is I take those chips, put them in my cottage cheese tub. It's like built as big as one of those country crock tubs. Not the big country, but 2 pound, whatever pounds of country crock, you know, those big things. Put them in there. Sprinkle apple cider vinegar on there. Probably told this story before, but I like telling it. So I tell it again. Shake it up, put my potassium chloride on there. Better known as new salt, no salt, new salt, whatever. Try to keep my sodium down, keep my blood pressure down. And I ate that, but I ate a whole bag. I ate one bowl yesterday. I ate one bowl and basically a half a bag of the chips. And then I'm sitting there thinking, I could stop. I should stop. And I couldn't. I got back up, got some more salad, more dressing, blah, 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 blah. And no more chips, ate them. And I'm eating to the point to where very close, definitely overeating, but I'm eating to the point where my stomach starts to hurt. You know, it's a little bit too much. Just a little bit too much, and I know that's not good. I mean, for crying out loud. But one kind of good thing, or whatever you want to call it, last night, I didn't get back up and have a late night snack. I didn't get up and get any chips. Definitely didn't get any sweets, because there's no more sweets in the house, no more. Danish cheesecake. No more, you know, cookies or anything, candy or sweet like that in the house. So if I was to get up and get anything, it would have to be potato chips. And I think all those are gone. So if I could just start acting, I'm getting better, I guess. My weight this morning said 222.8, I believe. I came in today. 222.8. And it should be lower than that. It's some damn bags of potato chips. And I looked at the bags of potato chips, even though they're unsalted, they're coming in at like maybe, let me see, 150 calories a serving, and there's 8 servings. 3, 6, 9. So it's like over 1,000 calories a bag. And that's without the, you know, vinegar, the vinegar and the salt and all that. So that's just not good. And I know it's not good. And I just got, I know what I'm doing, and I know what I shouldn't be doing. And that's kind of a good thing. I know what I'm doing. I know what I shouldn't be doing. And that's a good thing. And tomorrow, I'm all over the place, but that's okay. Tomorrow, I should get up early. Tomorrow, I should really get up early. Because Saturday, I'm going to have to get up when it's basically still Friday to get to where I got to be when I want to be there. So, and I'm thinking tomorrow, I should get up. Like really early, start the day early so I can go to bed early, which would probably help me in the long run next week. So I might, because I got up early today. So I'm starting this trip. I started today an hour earlier, about an hour or so early, 8:30 instead of 9:20, because I want to get my steps in, because I'm working 11 to 5 today. Work my 6 hours. Then with no lunch, and that way I can just take 1.5 hours of PTO as opposed to, you know, working that. I don't need to work that lunch. I don't need to work lunch. I want to work lunch. I don't need a lunch. Don't need a lunch. Don't want that half hour. You know, don't need it. So I got up early, get my steps in, get back home, just get dressed. And come 5 o'clock, you know, I can run out the house. Make my way downtown, because it could possibly take an hour or so to get down there, for God's sake. But it was raining last night when I checked how long the route was. So we'll see. It's going to be traffic, though. It's going to be traffic. So if I get out at 5, I'm supposed to start at 7. So if I get up tomorrow and have a meeting, I think I can have a meeting tomorrow. In fact, when I get off here, I might call the guy and talk to him. Say, hey, do we need to meet? Blah, 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 blah. Give me a reason to get up early. Go meet with him. Then come back home. Do my steps. Work my regular day. And hopefully, I'll have everything packed and ready. So that, you know, tomorrow when I finish up work, I put the final touches on packing. Really shouldn't have to take a lot. I was wondering if I take Mr. Scale with me. I'm going to be there. I'll be there 6 days. I better take Mr. Scale with me. I'm going to be there 6 days. So I better take Mr. Scale with me. He'll fit in there. You know, easily. I have a lot of room. I'm not going to take all my cameras. I don't think. I am going to be in the room. Come to think about it. I'm going to have a room for like 6 days. Rooms are expensive too. Jesus Christ. Room is expensive. And it's the resort fee and the taxes fees that really get you. I'm paying a lot. Saturday, Sunday, Sunday, my 2 days, $600. That's ridiculous. The company is paying for the other days. It's just ridiculous. So, 9th to the 10th, 10th to the 11th, yeah, they get like $600. But, I mean, sometimes you just gotta splurge. Sometimes you gotta do it. That way I don't have to wake up on Monday and change rooms. I can like lay around and be lazy or whatever. I'll be working 9 to 5 Eastern time, which is like 6 a.m. here, which is why I'm also thinking about, you know, starting that time zone switch tomorrow. Cause I'm gonna have to get up early starting Saturday morning. And then I get to where I'm going at about 3-4 o'clock. You know, get to the room, blah, blah, blah. And then the next morning, Sunday, I got an event I'm attending that I booked at 1 p.m. which is 10 a.m. here, which shouldn't be too, well, it might be because I still gotta get up early, get dressed, and, you know, get my time to get over there and all that. Maybe breakfast or something. So I have to get up a little bit early. So it would behoove me, if I could use that word, to start making that shift towards the Eastern Standard Time Zone sleep habits. So I might do that tomorrow, because I do need to meet with the guy. And I can meet with him early, because he's there like 5 o'clock in the morning or something. You know, for the financial advisor who's up and alerted at the stock market. So I guess I could do that and then come back and then do my steps and have the day started. Then when work is over, I should be good and tired, go to bed, because I probably have to get up at like 3:45. If I get up at 3:45, I'm going to catch the 4:20. Nope, I can get up at 3. Get up at 3 o'clock in the morning. Get dressed. Do what I gotta do. Get an Uber. Get to the flyaway. Flight is at 7. I like to get to the airport at 5, which is way, way, way early, because I have TSA pre-approved, so I'll just walk right through security. Unless they see I got too many, they'll see I got too many computers and cameras and electronics, and they can't see all my stuff. In that case, they'll be like, oh, we gotta take a look. I'm like, okay. Been here, done that. You know, been here, done that. So that's no problem. So, just kind of strategizing things out, laying things out, getting things together, figuring how, you know, I gotta just plan and organize and be prepared for, you know, the next coming day system. And I enjoy the planning and the strategy and all that. So, you know, I can't even say bother me ain't the word. Bother me is definitely not the word, but see, it's 9:16 now. 8:16. 9:16. 9:16 now. I left at 8:39. 40. Hour would be 9:39. No, 40 minutes. I like to do this math too. So basically, I'm gonna get my walk in here, but I'm gonna get back a little bit later than my usual hour before time. I'm still gonna be an hour. I'm not gonna be quite be an hour. I like to get back at 11. I'm gonna get back a little after 10. Okay, maybe a lot after 10. But all I gotta do is just get dressed and do what I gotta do. I'm only working 5-6 hours a day, which probably shouldn't make a difference, but for some reason in my mind, it feels like it does. And I won't get steps in. I have 15 minute break during that time. Probably get some steps in then. Should be able to get 1,500 steps in. It should put me over 10,000, but it won't be like I'm getting my usual 15,000-16,000 steps in, because I won't be walking doing work like I'm used to. Because I'll get like 9,400 right on this walk in the morning, and then I'll walk another hour doing work, 2 15-minute breaks and 30-minute lunch. So that's how that goes. It's a beautiful day. Beautiful day. I'm overdressed and sweating, which does not bother me at all. In fact, I probably kind of like it. Anyway, I think that's all I got. I think that's all I got. I'm pretty sure this is all I got. Get ready for it. Get ready for the weekend and the week ahead. Still kind of hitting me funny, paying $600 for 2 nights in a hotel. I mean, you pay that kind of money, I'm gonna take advantage of this. I gotta fully exploit it. And I know it's gonna be worth it. I know it's gonna be this, that. Like I said, I get there, I don't have to change rooms. How much is that worth? How much is that worth not having to check out the hotel on Monday? Finding some place to hang out for 2 hours. 3 hours until I can check in. You know, how much is that worth? Actually, but see, and I'd have my bag. I could also say, well, you know, I really can't do nothing because I have my bag. But that's not true. Because I can take my bag to the library, hang out there. I've done that before. Or I can just take my bag to the hotel and leave it at the bell desk until and come back and pick it up at check-in time. So I can't use the bag as an excuse. So, you know, it's always something, and thank God it is. It's always something, and thank God that it is always something. It's continuous, it's ongoing, it's beautiful. It's always something. Anyhow, woo! I wouldn't quite call him Hank. Oh, I should have had it on this side, huh? I guess it don't matter. Because seeing me ain't the point. Anyhow, swing it on y'all. 2 times. For me, for the phone. And for every elementary particle that's ever existed in any atom in this or in the universe that ever was, is or will be, totality of it all, hypothesis of all is one, theory of universe, not theory of the universe, theory of universe.